Yeah. There used to be a group called Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts, and he'd play at fraternities. And they had three shows you could do. You'd rent them, right? And they'd come out and they'd play regular songs. Then in the second act, they would come out wearing raincoats, right? And then at the end of the night, they just had jock straps on. Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts.
Well, they have one song in the system here called Baby Let Me Bang Your Box.
Yeah, Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts. Oh, we'll play that in a few minutes.
All right.
And they were, by the way, if they could, I mean, they must be 150 years old. If they could still walk, you would walk a million miles to go see their show. Can you imagine? They came out in normal clothes. They took a break. When they came back, they had these raincoats on, right? And then the final act, if you paid for it, jock straps. Oh, my God, with their big old nuts hanging out. Unreal. Let's go to Dr. Thomas W. Hopkins.
Go to westernpistachio.com. Oh, I'm sorry about that, doctor. We're talking about another kind of nut party.
Oh, that's okay.
On. There you go. Now you're an internal medicine guy, and you're on the National Advisory Panel for Erectile Dysfunction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have to have a limp penis to be the head of that thing, or you can have a good, strong flow?
No, you just have to be an expert in the field and have not that problem, be able to speak expertly on the topic. That's about it.
Wow. Wow. You know, men are so weird about their penises, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
It is. Women are lucky. You can go to Jiffy Lube and still have sex.
That's true.
A man, this thing. So now you're saying that to improve the symptoms of erectile dysfunction, the lowly pistachio seems to be an answer.
Well, it can be, and here's the reason why. You know, there's always been this mystique about pistachios. It goes way back to Egyptian times when it was thought to be an aphrodisiac. So what they did this, actually did a clinical trial. It was actually done in Turkey. And they took men that were 35 to 58 years old and who had erectile dysfunction, and they gave them 3.5 ounces of pistachios for 3 weeks. And what the study showed, that they had improvement in erectile performance. So they had decreased erectile dysfunction. And it's thought because of the properties inherent with eating pistachios, which are anti-inflammatory properties, antioxidants, so good nutrients, to helping with blood flow. It just happens to be helping with blood flow to the penis.
Now, did they do this in a country that pistachios is their number one export?
No, they just, they just did the...
Well, I'm just asking, because I see the country of Turkey mentioned here, and that worries me a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. It's okay.
It's
I don't
okay.
care if it's real or not. It's okay with me.
Right.
And you got to make a buck.
Exactly.
Have you done it yourself, though? Have you done the personal experiment, 3.5 ounces a day, for how many days now?
Well, this is 3 weeks.
I'm going to do it.
You should try it. I think you ought to try it. To answer your question, did I try it? No, I haven't tried it. But the problem is I've been doing it for a long time anyway. I just didn't know why I was eating them. Now I know. And that's the distinction.
The other thing is, how do we offset the frustration of trying to get them out of the shell? Sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes, even you have like 10 of them that are easy. Right?
Yeah.
And then you get that one, and you just can't throw it away. And you have bloody fingertips.
Yeah.
To open up the pistachio. What is that? That's a psychological.
Well, no, let me tell you what the benefit of that is. Here's the other thing. Not just with improving erectile function in men, but not just only the heart disease aspect of the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory processes that pistachio has been shown to help decrease heart disease, lower cholesterol levels. The other thing is weight management. You know, you burn off a lot of calories eating pistachios for two reasons. One, if you eat 50 of those nuts, it's only 160 calories. And plus, it takes you to eat that many and crack those shells. You're burning off calories, like you said, just trying to open the doggone things. So as a healthier snack, it has that benefit as well. So it's been shown also to help people lose weight.
Now, peanuts are everywhere. And let's just say, let's take salt out of it. And they're every place. Is peanut, does it have anything good about it at all? People are allergic to. We have a guy, Art Sears, is one of our producers.
Yeah.
If a peanut touches him or comes near him, he will be dead. There's a big needle you got to put in him and all that.
Absolutely.
Now, and I know almonds are good, pistachios are good, all that. Is a peanut just a shit nut?
No, you know, it's not a nut. A nut's just not a nut. And that's the distinction. Like a peanut, if you talk about the value of the lowest, just your planters, peanuts, a couple of those, I mean, compared to walnuts and almonds, which have been vastly studied, along with pistachios, those are more beneficial.
But the peanut is just low on the totem pole of benefits, and it's cheap or something. That's why there's so many of them.
Yeah, it's cheaper. You know, it's not this sexy, you know, having just the peanut.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sexy about pistachios. I mean, just the word, the way it rolls off your tongue, right?
You know,
maybe that's why.
The peanut shell does look like it has the texture of a testicle.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're a squirrel.
It does.
Yeah, but I mean, but they're small.
No, but it does have a texture, kind of a, you know, it has that kind of veiny texture of a testicle.
Yeah, but if you use that analogy, the walnut would look even better.
The walnut?
The walnut would be better.
There are Brazil nuts, the big giant one.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's a whole, yeah, yeah.
Are they any good?
Well, yeah, you know, they have been, but let me tell you, the distinction here is what has really been studied in clinical trials. You know, I'm an internist, and I see these patients with erectile dysfunction, heart disease, diabetes, and so this is real science involved with the anti-inflammatory properties that have been studied with pistachios, that have been looked at with walnuts, that have been looked at with almonds. And less so with some of the others. You know, when the peanut has always had got a bad rap because people have died. I mean, they've died just from the oils on that can in contact with somebody's skin.
No one's ever died from a pistachio.
Not that I really know of, but unless they have.
Unless they ate it without taking the shell.
And yeah, and of course, unless they're in contact with. I mean, people who have peanut allergies, obviously, we say avoid peanuts and don't, you know, say, oh, it's okay to eat a walnut and not this, but typically peanuts. That's been their, you know, that's been the negative press, if you will. And they also,
I'll tell you what, this survival of the fittest was a good thing. I mean,
yeah,
there were people thousands of years ago, you know, they were allergic to something, wiped off the earth.
Absolutely.
Weaklings, they couldn't run fast enough, the animals ate them and everything else. Now we keep everybody alive too damn long. And people don't, you know, I mean, don't you look at it sometimes, and you get some person in there and you go, look, it's your time to go. And you're
absolutely.
But you can't say that, can you?
Yeah, you can't say that. But it's a reality. It's, we spend most of our money at the end of our last few days of our lives. The most.
I agree.
Most.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah.
And keep my uncle alive three more months or whatever. Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't want to die either, but. Good. See you later. You know, it's like,
right.
You know, so, well, Dr. Thomas W. Hopkins, thank you. You're the pistachio guy in my mind right now.
Okay. All righty. Just remember, this is pistachios are the love nut.
What would 3.5 ounces be? I mean, how many of those would it be?
50. Three and a half ounces? That's like, that's about 150, let's just say.
Every day I got to eat 150 pistachios?
Yeah, but you get benefits if you just eat just the 1 ounce.
It's not cheap.
They're not cheap. You got to go to like a Costco or a Sam's Club and get the big bulk, if you will, the big bag.
All right. Well,
I went
to a
restaurant last night.
Really shoving the pistachios. Yes.
They have these pistachios as bar food, but they make you eat them in between meals because they supposedly like refresh your taste buds.
Yeah.
They make things taste better.
Absolutely. It's the love nut. Remember, pistachios are the love nut.
What sort of restaurant was that, dear, that you went to?
An Iron Chef's restaurant.
Really? You went to some fancy? What'd that meal cost you with the pistachios in between each service?
It was $220.
You betcha. You paid big money for it. Dr. Thomas Hopkins, the pistachio guy, go to westernpistachio.com. Eat them, and you'll have a rock-hard penis for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dr.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your show.
You.
Thanks.
Talk to you.
All right.
Now, there you go. There's a genius.